I don't believe in evolution. I believe in adaption.
Adaptation. So,
yeah. Different, but same, same.
Tell me what adaptation is.
So, adaptation is a being, species, animal, whatever you want to call it, adapting to its environment and changing.
How do they change?
Hold on. So, it's seen a lot in nature. You take an animal, take invasive species. Like,
I'm agreeing with you that animals adapt. I'm asking you how.
Well, that's kind of misleading in the sense of evolution. It's the process of something becoming something else.
Yeah, and there's a process that can describe how that happens. So when you say evolution doesn't happen, adaptation happens. You're telling me that adaptation is a verb. So how does it happen?
Well, so whenever you say evolution, obviously the main consensus and, you know, the main part is, you know, monkeys into humans.
It's all life.
Obviously that's never happened, and that's just a big old crock, but...
Right. So what the question is, what is adaptation?
I thought I already answered that part.
No, not even close. So what is adaptation? Or how does adaptation happen? I guess is probably a better question.
Okay. Let me think of for instance. So say you take a human, right? A human that's not used to heat. Over time and exposure, a human can become more tolerant to more heat.
Oh my goodness gracious. So that's not comparable to evolution at all, because no evolutionary biologist would ever say that a living thing evolves during its lifetime. Evolution is something that happens over time as species reproduce. So even if what you're saying about adaptation is like what you're talking about is a thing that happens, that's not an argument against evolution, because that's not an argument that purports to explain the same thing as evolution. Do you understand?
Right. I understand from an evolutionary standpoint what you're talking about. But whenever most people think of evolution, you're thinking of monkeys becoming humans. They used to have, as far as Jurassic stuff goes, there used to be something called a crocoslick. It was a crocodile that had horse-like legs that could gallop over the land at 40 miles an hour.
Yep.
So
there used to be lots of crocodilians.
And now there's not those anymore.
Problem went extinct.
Yeah.
And the other cool thing is the crocodiles that we have today didn't exist in the past. So obviously they evolved.
I don't think that's historically correct.
No, it is historically correct, because there are no fossils of modern crocodilians in the ancient fossil record.
Nowadays are the same crocodiles that lived millions of years ago.
That's 100% false. There are no fossils of modern-day crocodiles in the ancient fossil record.
Okay, well, Discovery Channel fucking lied to me, and I'm writing a letter then.
Okay. So, if humans did actually evolve, what would the evidence look like?
I couldn't tell you, because I don't believe that humans evolved.
Okay, but so you don't know what the evidence would look like?
What are you, I'm confused on what you're asking me. So are you asking me, do I believe that humans were monkeys, and how did they evolve from that state?
I'm asking, if it was true, then what would the evidence look like?
You know, everybody's seen, they do like the evolutionary little diagram where it starts off as monkey and then they start forming to bipedal and all this other extra stuff. And then they got like the pygmies and all this stuff.
Hmm. Okay. So what if we found a bunch of fossil skulls that look similar to humans? Are they back in time?
but they weren't human.
They're not modern humans, yeah.
Right. So you found a bunch of different types of monkey skulls, and then because our skulls are similar, you think that has something to do with it?
That is what the evidence would look like, because if we evolved from something very, very similar, but still different. So that's exactly what the evidence would look like, is it not?
That is a very good conjecture,
Well,
but
that's precisely what the evidence would look like. And we have that evidence.
my question is where are all the middle monkeys?
They're extinct. We have their fossils. I just showed them to you.
But how come monkeys aren't now turning into humans? There's
Because
no
we
evidence
didn't
of that
evolve,
whatsoever.
because the monkeys that, the things that we evolved from were not current living monkeys.
So, but listen to your logic. You're saying the things that we evolved from are now extinct.
Yep, they're extinct.
What happened to them that made them extinct that wouldn't have made us extinct?
What happened to them that made them extinct that wouldn't make us extinct? We didn't exist at the time.
Okay, but that doesn't make any sense what you're saying. You're
I
saying that
don't.
we evolved from something that went extinct, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so why did they go extinct and we didn't?
Different. Well, we don't know why every single thing went extinct. I mean, if the environment changes, the selective pressures change. A lot of things that go extinct probably don't literally die, they just evolve into something else. They're dead languages. There are languages that nobody speaks anymore, but it's not necessarily because every single person that spoke that language died and have no offspring. A lot of times it's because, like Latin, for example, people still like know Latin, but it's technically a dead language because it doesn't ever change or anything, because there are no native Latin speakers. People who speak Latin had offspring and they had offspring and they had, but eventually they started speaking different languages. So the language evolved and the Latin language basically went extinct in a way.
And see, this is the problem I have. And like I said, dude, I have a lot of people because I don't believe dinosaurs ever existed.
Oh boy, we have their
100%.
fossils.
100% think that's one of the biggest fucking fallacies ever pulled over on the
We have their
population.
fossils.
Why?
Why?
How do people, like, answer me this.
We have their fossils, and your response was why?
No, that's not what I said. So
Yes, it is. Or did you say lie?
there were four Jurassic periods.
No, there was one Jurassic period. It's called the
Well,
Jurassic.
yeah, okay, you got the Jurassic and then the Cretaceous and then all these other periods, right? There was four of them. Okay, I don't know all of their names.
No.
I just call them the Jurassic
No, there were
periods.
not four.
Yes, there were.
No, if you're talking about the Mesozoic era, there were three, and it's the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous.
Right.
What does that
And
have to
then
do with
there,
anything?
okay, so let's say there's three.
There
Right?
are three.
Okay. You win that part. So there were three cataclysmic activities that took place that wiped each one of the face of the earth, never to be seen again.
I don't know what exactly you're trying to say. There was an extinction at the end of the Triassic, but it wasn't anywhere near as catastrophic as the end Cretaceous extinction was. And it didn't, I don't know what wiped them off the face of the earth means. When extinctions happen, a lot of things die, but not everything. It's kind of like a forest fire. It kills most things, but not everything, and what's left afterwards is able to go on.
Adapt to its environment.
No, seeds growing is not adapting to your environment.
Well, sure.
By the way, we never really got anywhere with this, but adaptation is not a thing that happens. In fact, organisms can't adapt unless they evolve, because the only way for an organism to acquire an adaptation is for its DNA to change. And that is, by definition, evolution. But anyways, what about dinosaurs?
Right. We're not going to get anywhere with the dinosaurs. I never do with anybody that actually believes in them. But, I mean, I've done...
know what they're talking about and you don't?
Well, I mean, you know, it all depends on what kind of research you're looking up.
Scientific research versus what kind of research
do
you use?
Man-made research.
You have access to information that is not man-made about dinosaurs? I would love to hear it.
Oh, but...
Do you have access to any non-human-sourced information about dinosaurs?
Let's take carbon dating, for example.
Yeah,
carbon dating did not...
I'm muting you. Do you have access to any non-human information or data about dinosaurs, yes or no? Unmute yourself and answer that question whenever you feel like it.
I do not.
Then why did you criticize the scientific data as merely man-made data?
Well, if you wouldn't have muted me, I was trying to give you an example of that.
You changed the subject to carbon dating, and carbon dating has nothing to do with dinosaurs whatsoever. So,
well, 100%
we have evidence that dinosaurs existed, and you dismissed the evidence about dinosaurs existing as being man-made evidence. But you don't have any evidence to the contrary, let alone some other type of evidence that is not man-made. So I don't think you had any kind of like, I don't think that was a valid criticism at all. I'm confused as to why you made that point.
So you say that carbon dating has nothing to do with dinosaurs, yet that's how they tell
that's
us
correct.
That dinosaurs lived 350 million years ago.
No, nobody does that. This is like you telling me that we use Phillips screwdrivers to build the Golden Gate Bridge. Nope. No, they use cement trucks and cranes, and they probably use some sort of wrench, but it would be really large. No, carbon dating is not used to date dinosaur fossils. It never has been. And it never will be.
Then what is?
We use different types of radioisotopes, such as lead and potassium argon.
So what does adding potassium argon to a substance tell you?
You don't add anything to the substance. You measure the ratio of one to the other, because potassium is radioactive and it decays into argon.
Carbon dating is what you're doing.
What?
You're literally defining carbon dating.
Literally, carbon dating is the practice of measuring the ratio of carbon-14 and nitrogen-14. I'm talking to you about uranium-lead or potassium-argon or rubidium-strontium as well. So they are literally two completely different things.
The carbon dating aspect of any fossil is their main standpoint on how old it is.
That's literally 100% false. And you drive a Prius.
Can you prove that?
I can prove that you drive a Prius by using the same logic. What color is your Prius?
Periwinkle blue.
Really?
No.
What model
year? I got a Chevy 1500 Z71. All right, let's move off of this.
That's literally a Prius. It has wheels, I assume, right? And doors?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally a Prius.
No, this one's got so much more ass in it. It would.
No, it's literally a Prius. It has wheels, it has an engine, it has doors. That's literally a Prius.
So you're saying that Prius evolved into a Chevy?
What I'm saying, you could never possibly comprehend, even though it's a very basic analogy.
Yeah, but it's not. And you're just saying
no, it
something.
Is. You just can't comprehend it.
You're saying something weird for no reason.
It's not weird. It's just what I'm saying is way up there, and your head is underneath it. We'll just say that.
Okay. So. Anyways, let's talk about the Big Bang, friend. Let's do that. So the Big Bang, which in and of itself is an act of faith, because there's no proof.
Nope, we have nothing but proof. Tons of it.
What, like what?
What would the proof be?
So you're saying that two atoms collided.
Nope, nobody's ever said that that's the Big Bang.
That's exactly what the definition of Big Bang is that two atoms collided and the fucking universe sprung out of nothing.
You got a computer in front of you?
No. I'm sitting in my garage drinking a beer.
Hanging out with your Prius, huh?
Dude, you wouldn't. Dude, if you saw my Prius, I'm telling you what, change your life.
All right. Can you read?
Sooner or later.
Okay. Read that and tell me, tell me when you get to the part about two atoms colliding.
The Big Bang event was a physical theory that describes how the universe expanded from an initial state in a high density and temperature. Various cosmological models of the Big Bang explain the evolution of an observable universe in Earth's early known periods. Those are subsequent large-scale phenomenal models of comprehensive expansion of the broad range of the observed phenomenon, including the abundance of light element in the cosmic microwave background radiation, and I know as the flatness problem is explained through cosmic inflation and sudden and a very rapid expansion of space during the earliest moments of our physical life. Widely accepted in the theory of quantum gravity that can successfully model the earliest combination of
find it yet bang.
I'm at the second paragraph. Crucially, the models are
you're not gonna find it, Gert. It's not in there because, once again, you said something that was completely untrue because you don't know what you're talking
about. Okay, I'm not looking up biased facts on the internet.
Biased facts, huh?
Okay, so now go and look up dinosaurs aren't real on the internet, and you will come across a slew of evidence that says they're not real. It's all about what you put in that search engine. The internet is an...
Yes, you can confirm any bias that you want. That is a powerful lesson that we have all learned here.
It's all about what you look up, brother. Because both sides have equal scientific facts.
You have no scientific facts.
I don't, because I'm not sitting in front of a computer like you looking up biased facts.
So... are you claiming that there is scientific evidence that dinosaurs never existed?
I'm saying that there's evidence on both sides.
Yeah, so what I said, so then what I said is what you're saying. So what is some of that evidence? I would like to know about it.
The problem with what we're doing here, and this is why every person that you've had on here has argued with you the same way or the other, is that there are ways to look up things on both sides. Are there not?
You can confirm any bias you want. That's true. What we have to do is look at the preponderance and the quality of the evidence. And in your case, it's severely lacking, somewhere between severely lacking and non-existent.
Why? Because I don't have a computer in front of me?
No, because we're not arguing what it is that you know. We're not arguing whether or not you have the data. We're arguing whether or not the data even exists. And the data does not exist.
Well, you got a computer in front of you. Look it up.
Yes, I can confirm it.
Type in your...
And you were just trying to pass everything. I've heard their arguments before. You're not the first silly goose I've talked to. I'm actually kind of astonished that you don't have any claims you can even make to back it up if this is what you think.
Well, I mean, so your problem is you try to make people feel dumb for no reason, for
no,
whatever
just dumb people.
For
I
whatever
only do that to dumb people.
Reason that you have.
Gert,
which
I only
is
do
weird.
That to dumb people. Do you feel dumb right now?
I don't. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I'm arguing with somebody who doesn't have the capability of questioning something that somebody's told them before.
No, I definitely do. I've changed my mind about several things.
Why?
Why?
A fact is a fact is a fact is a fact, right?
Yes. And but so just because I believe in something doesn't make it a fact. What was that supposed to prove?
Right, so based on what you have researched, you believe evolution is true and free will isn't real and the Big Bang happened. You believe that, right?
Yep.
Because that's what you looked up. That's what you researched. But there's a whole nother side of the world, brother. The sun only shines on one side. You know what I mean? So it's...
Yeah, there are claims on both sides, but not evidence.
No, there's evidence on both sides.
Give me an example.
Well, you're the one with the computer.
So you can't do it. Okay, I'm not your secretary, and I ain't your mama, all right? So I'm not going to do your homework for you. Go do your homework, and then when you have arguments, we can... Or,
I don't need to do homework.
When you have, like, something empirical, then we can talk about it.